We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees from mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Okay, I took this guy home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Cat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist. And I'm here with my peachy keen, fabulous, wonderful, kimosabe gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
How's it going?
Hi, Ross. How are you?
I'm excellent, Kat. Thank you for asking.
Excelente. We are here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives.
That's right. You want us to answer your question? You can call the Dr. Cat 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drcat.com.
Correctamundo. And you can support us by supporting our sponsors. Go to adamandeve.com right now, and you can get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use our nifty Dr. Cat code at the checkout. That's D-R-K-A-T.
That's right. And for the boys out there and the gay boys and their admirers, you can go to adammail.com, which is the mail side of Adam and Eve, where you get pretty much the same offer, 50% almost any item, plus 3 free DVDs of their choice, not yours. It'll be a surprise. plus free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code Ross, R-O-S-S. That's me at the checkout.
Yippee! And, you know, it's interesting. Apparently, this is 'tis the season to break up. Up, Ross.
I know. You know what? It is. It's always like right before the holidays, usually right before like Christmas or right before Valentine's Day. I think it's like they're like trying to like get out of like, I don't know what to get you this year, so I'm just going to break up with you.
Right.
You
<know? laughs> I don't know what to get you there for. That is a red flag that maybe we shouldn't be together. And
exactly.
We should break.
So, you know, I know this is, you know, by the time this airs, that might be a little bit of old news or definitely old news. But, you know, and I always think that, you know, they say that things come in threes, you know, catastrophes or deaths or, you know, star deaths. But, and so I think kind of star breakups come in threes too, right? So
yeah.
It started off with Demi and Ashton.
Right.
Right. Saw that one coming, unfortunately.
You know,
the one that maybe wasn't so obvious, right, was Kim Kardashian and Chris, whatever his name is.
Oh my God, Chris Humphries.
Well, Chris Humphries.
Let's back this up. So the Demi Ashton thing, a little sad in the fact that they were kind of, you know, the quintessential cougar couple that supposedly made it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I think they were together, what, 9 years and married 6.
Yeah, that sounds right. And, you know, supposedly he was really close to her, or is really close to her daughters, which are, of course, his age. but no, actually, I mean, it is a little upsetting that they broke up because, I was kind of, you know, rooting for them in the way that it spelled disaster from the get-go, and they actually seemed to be making it work.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, as it happens in many men, the little head, the little brain outwins the big brain. And, you know, so he was, you know, basically cheating on her.
It does sound like the infidelity thing, like, definitely reared its ugly little head for sure, you know.
Yeah. And probably little, maybe not ugly, but maybe, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we're going to have to guess with that. But yeah, they were actually saying that, you know, he's always been kind of a touchy-feely, flirtatious sort of person, just in general, which isn't,
right.
You know, doesn't spell adultery at all. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean,
yeah, there are some people that are like that are just naturally flirtatious and have just a natural sexual energy.
Yeah.
What I find interesting right now and slightly uncomfortable are the commercials that he's doing for I don't know if it's Canon, the camera commercials. And in every commercial, it's always like some young, like, you know, nubile woman, like, hey. You know, let me take your picture. It's like, oh.
Or the whole voyeur thing. Like, it's, a lot of them have that voyeur theme, like, oh, we're on the boat, and I'm like following this woman around, taking these pictures. And, oh, these two girls down on the beach see me taking the picture from my beautiful beach house. And somebody was saying that it's the curse of Two and a Half Men, that he is literally turning into Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God. You know, and who knows? Sometimes I really wonder if some of this is all just like part of a big publicity stunt. But, right. You know, I don't know.
I don't even know that he needed it. I thought he had a lot of it with the Two and a Half Men thing. I mean, Demi's career, I mean, she hasn't been doing much lately, but... You know.
She's kind of back, though. She's got actually a couple of, I forget, she's got something coming up that's getting good buzz and good credits.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, I've always enjoyed most of her movies anyway.
Demi.
Yeah.
Well, my father-in-law got very excited when he heard they were broken up. I mean, not that he's available and unmarried, but apparently he's his cup of tea. So
There you go. She's a beautiful woman. Yeah.
She is.
And now... The next one, right, the Kardashians, and I just even hate saying the name.
I know you don't like
why are these, like, no talent nobodies, you know, in our, you know, collective consciousness right now. But so 72 days, right? And so, you know, the whole, rightly so, the whole gay community is kind of up in arms with this whole, you know, sanctity of marriage, yeah. You know. And now apparently Chris Humphries is feeling that that he was used, you know, it's some of the interviews are saying that he feels that he was just part of a plot line for their freaking reality show, which is, you know, if it's true, it's just unconscionable. But
oh, it's totally manipulative. Well, and the thing is, too, though, is that I don't know if you've seen any of the shows or what have you, but the new season or whatever, like, I know you haven't. So of Kim and Courtney Take New York or whatever follows them like right after the wedding. And apparently, and of course, this is my husband tells me this because he was on like a little break and watched something on the internet. But
not porn.
Right. Yeah. Funny enough, not porn. Although maybe I would prefer that at this point. But anyway, he is just saying that like you could just the writing was on the wall, just their lack of chemistry. And like apparently he had accidentally stepped on her toe or something as an example. And she flipped out, like that he had ruined her manicure, and she just went on and on about how, you know, inconsiderate and horrible he was for accidentally stepping on her toe. So.
Right. It's like King Kong stepping on Fay Wray's toe, though. I mean, he's a big guy.
He is.
That would hurt. So the other thing that I think is really interesting, right, is so he's been pretty silent, and then he has recently come out saying that he's not going to grant the divorce.
Right. He wants an annulment. Yeah.
He wants an annulment, which I think is really interesting. You know, number one, that's a whole sort of Catholic Church kind of thing.
It is.
You know, you go for the annulment. And generally speaking, you are granted an annulment if you can sort of prove that you didn't have sex.
Oh, right? and under fraud. Right.
Right, under fraud, and you know that it wasn't consummated. So the other thing I love is that how all the tabloids have now annulment. Oh, he's gay.
Right, I know. Yeah. Well, and they heard the fraud thing, and of course they start throwing out the gay term thing, and I'm like, really? I mean, if he is, that's fine. Like, whatever. But I seriously think there are way bigger issues in the relationship. Even if he was gay, I feel like they're even bigger. Like, oh, maybe they can make it work. No, they got other issues they got to deal with because it was just a train wreck.
Yeah, so, like she's a bitch.
Right, that could have something to do with it. So who's your third? Who do you think will be the next one to fall?
I don't know. We had a little pool going at work. And so one of my coworkers put, which I said is a very safe bet, which was Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, it's true. There have been rumors. And I hate to say it because that was the thing with the Demi Ashton thing, too. It's like you want to believe that those rumors are rumors. But I have to admit, the more you hear it, the more it tends to come true. It's just a freaky thing. So there have been Will and Jada buzz, yes.
Exactly. Well, seeing as, you know, half the tabloids are apparently hacking into everyone's phones now, they know.
Jesus.
They pretty much know everything.
It's true.
But I thought that was a safe bet. You know, my thing is on that one, just, you know, briefly, is that, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith, I was never quite on her bandwagon. There's something about her that just looks like she's, you know, Jada, I'm sure you're a lovely person, but you look like a bitch. She just looks like this hard woman. There's something about her that, to me, it always looks like she smells something slightly, like, off, like something funny. And also, everything, it seems to be like, you know, her teeth are constantly gritted.
Oh, you know, you're
gritted.
Right.
It's like, you know, Will, get over here. Will Smith, you get over here right now.
Well, and, you know, she's tried to have her fledgling rock star career. Right. So I think she's been meeting, you know, unfortunately, her children even are lapping her in the in the celebrity world. You know, she's got her Willow daughter Willow's like whippet song with her hair, which makes me want to jerk my head every time I say it. And then Jaden's got his little fledgling acting career.
Well, and not so fledgling, like $150 million acting career.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. But she might need attention, and maybe that's it. She's like, I'm sick of taking the back seat. Although she has that show, right, that's on USA or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. There's this show. It's on like USA.
She's a bitchy nurse, you know.
Does she really?
No, yeah, well, I think she looks like a bitch, so I, you know, whatever. And I'm being very superficial. It's just my opinion, so don't.
Whatever she said, that's the impression it's going to be. Well, and also, again, the gay rumor's there, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, with Will.
What? Really?
Well, they were saying what it was in like.
He refused to suck my dick. He wouldn't even kiss me.
Oh, so sad. but he's willing to receive from you, right?
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say he loved the head, but you know.
No, oh my God, it was in some Us magazine thing, or I don't even remember. I was at the gym or something, and it was basically talking about how both of them have had same-sex dalliances.
Woohoo!
Yeah, interesting. But
Kelly
again,
Preston and John Travolta.
Oh, right. Right. In the back room of the Scientology building.
Right. While Tom Cruise jerked off on them.
Oh, my God. After jumping on the couch and then jerking off on them.
Right.
Yeah. And this is all we're just talking shit, by the way. Unsubstantiated.
All our lawyers, people. Okay.
Right.
So my other coworker, her bet was Katy Perry and Russell Brand.
Which, again, very recent rumors, which I just thought they were weird enough to stick together, so.
Kind of. I mean, it was all kind of whirlwind, and you have to kind of wonder. You know, you take the Kevin Chesney and what's her name? Potato Face. Renee Zellweger, you know, school of, like, marriage. It's like, you know, if she's not.
I know. Well, and the thing there, too, is, you know, Russell Brand, of course, recovered, quote unquote, sex addict, drug addict. You know, you would hope that he's beyond that sort of stuff, you know. But and Katy Perry, and she's young. Let's not forget, she's something like 15 years younger than he is, too. So,
yeah, she is young. And I'm sure that they spend a lot of time apart, too. So,
well, that seems to always be the kicker with the celebrity couples. They're not around each other enough to even work through stuff. So.
So my out-of-the-box, drum roll please here, selection of this one was Sarah and Tom Palin, or Tom or Todd, whatever his name is.
Oh, that is out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know why. I read something somewhere and like, that would make total sense. And she's going to marry Jada Pinkett Smith, and they're going to have little bitchy babies together.
Oh my God. And they can just rule Alaska together on their
Exactly.
She can run for office again with her lesbian lover. Well, interesting. Right. Okay, so we'll have to follow up and see what happens there.
And a shout out to our listeners. Let us know what you think. Who do you think is going to, who's your pick on who is going to break up next?
That is right. We will keep you updated.
Yep, and we will be right back with a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Fabulous.
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Okay, our first question comes from Philip, and Philip needs some BJ love. He says, I'm engaged to a wonderful woman. We've been together for 5 years and been engaged for 2. The wedding is this spring. We've been living together for 3 years, and while our sex life is mostly good, I would like to get a blowjob sometimes. She says it is icky and will not ever give me a blowjob. I try to please her a lot because she has some issues, such as I can't manually stimulate her because it is icky. I don't know what to do. I love her very much, and I'm willing to give up on oral sex. What is your advice?
Really?
My advice? Yeah, I know. Just to have her just stop calling it icky. Number
oh my
one.
God. I think talking about red flags, icky is a red flag.
Yeah, you know, no one over 14 says icky, okay? So
I mean, if she's got issues, let's talk about the issues. Let's not just, like, lump it into the icky group, shall we?
Exactly.
We're adults.
Okay. So here, as we've said repeatedly on the show, and as we all know, a healthy sex life is really important in any relationship. And so here's my analogy. You know, like, everyone's, like, I don't like feet.
Yes.
you know, yes. or, you know, but, you know, if every once in a while my husband says, you know, will you rub my feet? I'm like, okay. I kind of think it's icky, but you know what? I do it because it gives him pleasure. Right. And you know what? Every once in a while, I got a zit on my back and you know what? He pops it. He thinks it's icky, but he does it. It's because we love each other. Yes, Philip. So you know what? You need to like tell your wife. It's like you have to start off on the right foot with a good sex life. And if blowjobs are important to you, then she needs to like think of puppies and rainbows while she is licking your big lollipop. Okay.
So. Well, my issue is it sounds like there's a little sexual immaturity here, you know, as far as how she's relating to whatever acts that she doesn't find palatable. So having an adult conversation about it, and relationships are about negotiation. You don't she doesn't have to suck your dick every single time you have sex. You know what I mean? And you, right. and she doesn't have, you don't have to, you know, manually get her off, you know, every time either. But it's nice to have a bit of a repertoire. It's nice to have a bit of a cachet of different behaviors where, you know what? Okay. It might be a treat to have a blowjob or, you know, to do something different. And that's okay. I think maybe she might be under the impression, and this is with some women who don't like to do blowjobs, that, well, once I start giving them, I have to, like, you know, blow them every single time. And it's not true. You know, she just needs to realize she can have control over it, but she needs to give a little in order to get a little.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you want to do what pleases your partner. So suck it up.
Literally. All righty. Next question is from Lulu, and she has a phantom orgasm. Like Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Orgasm.
I feel like I should sing this like Christine, my boyfriend. Okay, wait, no. My boyfriend and I have been having sex for about 2 years now. He's really good and bad, and I love the foreplay, but he can't seem to make me come. We've tried so many things to try to get me there, mentally and physically. Mentally, because I can't enjoy sex without him moaning and talking dirty and making faces. We've also tried toys and different lubes, but they generally don't help. The closest I've ever gotten to an orgasm was going raw. We'll come back to that. Hold on. So everything was right, and I would have that feeling before I would orgasm, but then it would just go away. Am I actually orgasming? What can I do to get myself there? Can I orgasm at all during sex?
Okay, so lots of questions yes. in this one. This
multi-layered.
Yeah, let's diagram this sentence, shall we? So, you know, working backwards, can I orgasm at all during sex? So the question is, Lulu, can you orgasm at all?
Right.
So have you orgasmed? Have you masturbated yourself to orgasm? So if the answer, hopefully the answer is yes, because if you can, then in all likelihood, you can have orgasm during sex. So backing up to the next question, what can I do to get myself there? Well, Kat's going to cover that. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's good. I like the way that she her terminology use, that what can she do to get herself there, that she's not relying on her boyfriend, which in the show, we like to have a sense of empowerment. So,
Absolutely. So and, you know, and direction is great. You know, it's like, you know, you like him to talk dirty. Well, you can talk dirty too. And maybe part of your talking dirty is saying, oh, that feels good. Harder, faster. No, stay there. You know, directing someone, you don't want to do it all the time. It can be a little overbearing, but
apparently it's great.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's going to kind of get you over the hump into, you know, having your orgasm during sex with your boyfriend, then I would say, you know, start being really verbal.
Modeling what you want. If you're going to give him permission to moan and make faces and talk dirty if you do it. So I would think a little bit of modeling would go a long way there too.
Right. Now, the other thing is like, the closest I've ever got to orgasm was going raw. Now, in the gay world, raw means, you know, no condoms. So I'm not sure what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I mean, that to me, I'm a little perplexed by that. And she said right after that, everything was right. And I would have the feeling that she was going to orgasm. So I don't know if that, or it might just mean that it was maybe a long session or something. And she finally, I don't know.
So chafed that she is the pleasure pain principle. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So you know, regardless of that, you know, the fact that she doesn't know that she's orgasming probably means that she's not orgasming. She's not okay, having an orgasm.
If you have to ask.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, and she said that the foreplay is good. That's great. So, you know, it's probably going to come down to her being, you know, her erotic template, what gets her off, her being able to model what's working for her, and really spending some time with her doing her own masturbation practices and literally showing him what to do to her. And there are ways to do this. It doesn't have to be over directive. It can just be like, you know, things are starting up, they're having foreplay, and maybe she moves his hand somewhere. And let's not forget, you know, the clitoral orgasm is the most direct orgasm to have. So, you know, oh, this really makes me hot, or like, you know, just moving his hand and responding, you know, so that he knows that she's getting pleasure out of it. Also, if she wanted to mix it up and try toys, like something like a G-spot, something with a G-spot stimulator, that too, once you get direct stimulation on the G-spot, usually the orgasms come pretty easily as well. So that might be another way they could just mix it up and have the option to have a clitoral and or a G-spot orgasm. So
there you go. Options are good.
Give it a shot, Lulu. Next question.
Our next question comes from Ebony with an I. Ebony needs to get in the mood. She says, I had a hysterectomy and an ovary removed. My sex drive is much lower, but the sex is better. What can I do to get more in the mood? Penetration is what gets me going as foreplay and is real. Penetration is what gets me going as foreplay is really a waste of time now.
Well, she's some guy's dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's like, penetration?
Right.
I'm sure, lady.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No foreplay, no cuddling. Woohoo, get out. So, you know, if penetration is your thing, you know, maybe you make a little insertive, you know, vibrator or something. You know, maybe that's how you show up for your date. You know, right. Where you already have something, or you like excuse yourself and go to the bathroom instead of putting in your diaphragm or whatever.
Right.
You put in your little vibrator, little dildo, you know, and that is kind of gets you going.
Right.
So
no, absolutely. And the thing with the sex drive thing, I mean, it sounds like she's had a partial hysterectomy, right? So she still sounds like she's still getting some sex hormones in there. If they're a little low, she might want to have those looked at through some testing with her gynecologist to make sure that maybe she does need just a little testosterone cream just to kind of rev things up. That's totally possible too. And also as well, you're right. Just going straight for the penetration right from the beginning. It might just be also something where she initiates that. Because even mentally, a lot of women say, well, I keep waiting to be in the mood. Well, the problem is that what we found with research is that female sexual response, sometimes you have to have the stimulation before you're in the mood. The stimulation is what gets you in the mood.
Right.
So if you're not taking the time to get stimulated, you're going to be still waiting for that ship to come in for a very long time, sister. So, you know, I think if Ebony has that information that she knows she's going to have to initiate it a little bit more on her own, and let's look at the hormones with her gynecologist too, just to make sure she doesn't need a little pick me up.
Gay take, straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
Woohoo! And so it is the holiday, and we usually have our gay take, straight take. Oh, I think I hear Santa. Oh, he's arriving with a large sack of sex toys, I think. Large sacks of sex toys. We're going to have a two-parter holiday gift-giving guide for the guys and gals out there. That's right. And so I've got the gals section this time. And next week, Ross is going to break it out for the boys.
Sounds good.
There we go. And what I am suggesting, there's three products that I really like for this time of year, you know, to warm the cockles of the heart, so to speak.
Cock warmer, perhaps.
Oh, I think we did that last year, didn't we?
I think we did.
So I would like to start. I don't know if you've seen these, Ross, but Oh My Bod is a company, and they make really nifty, very futuristic, technologically interesting sex toys. And they've got one that's called Better Than Chocolate. And alas, right, and alas, it does not include chocolate. But what it is basically it works with any iPod or iPhone or smartphone or MP3 player, and it vibrates in sync with your favorite tunes, and the vibrator itself looks like a tongue.
Oh my God, there you go.
Right. So it's
probably best to listen to, like, you know, Latin jazz or you know, electronica
or hip hop even.
Right. It's like Joni Mitchell, not so much.
Not so much. You might, unless you're in for a really slow build, maybe.
There you go.
That's right. You might need some extra bass. But it works wirelessly. It's really cool. There's a freestyle mode, so you can just use a vibrator on your own. There's four different vibration, you know, speeds and patterns, and it's waterproof, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And it comes in a little velvet lined gift box, and it's a very well made toy. They actually started making a version of this toy probably 10 years ago, and it's only gotten better and better, and I just really like this new version of, because there's also kind of this velvet coating on it, so that it's, even though it's a firm plastic, it's very soft to the touch.
Would you say it's perhaps better than chocolate?
I would venture to say that.
Good.
Thank you for the segue. And then the other two real quick, the next one is the Mood Playful Vibe. And what is up with that one is that I was really trying to look for something different, like not the same old vibrator, right?
Right.
So this one, it's unique. It combines all the benefits of, it's interesting, of two different materials. It's got both the plastic and the TPR, which is kind of the smoother, softer, velvety feel again.
Fleshier feel.
More fleshy feel. So yeah. You've got a dual shaft that's got both kind of a hard side and a smooth side. So that you can mix it up that way, three different vibration speeds, waterproof.
The leather and lace. Leather and lace.
That's right. Which I just really like that if you're into just either mixing it up or you want to just play with sensation, I think that's really awesome. And, you know, you can take it in the bath or in the shower and you're good to go, yo. Oh, that's right. It's true. Just make sure that you hold on to it because there's not a real end to it.
Oh, God, yes, dear.
we don't need a trip to the ER on the way on Christmas night, breaking it out in front of the tree. And then finally, I have the, are you ready for a little en français? The Je t'aime la point G vibrator.
Wow. C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Ooh la la.
Oui, oui. And so it is actually, it's a French vibrator designed in Paris, so it is legit.
Oh, there you go. Right.
It's not just a poser.
Instead of going, ah, you go, oh.
Uh-huh. That's right. It makes me think of Little Mermaid, Les Poissons.
Sounds dirty when you say it.
It does, doesn't it? So basically, this is for the sophisticated sex toy connoisseur. It's stylish. It's got the curved G-spot stimulation. It's in a large base for safety and better control. So you could use it for prostate, Ross.
Okay.
Just helpful. We like that. Five vibrations, durable. It's got the silky coating, and it's 6 inches long and also waterproof. So you can be in the shower taking advantage of one another with the Je t'aime. So those are my three picks for our little buyer's guide. Mrs. Santa Claus is going to be a very happy woman this holiday.
Yes, she is.
So anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us today.
Yep. You have questions, we have answers. You can email us at sexchat@drcat.com. And as always, we would love to hear from you. We need reviews. We need feedback. Mm-hmm. If you have anything to say or anything to add to anything that we're talking about, please let us know.
Correct. And feel free to visit my video podcast on iTunes, Daily Sex Tips from Hawaii, or on YouTube at 365 Sex Tips. And visit drcat.com for more info. You can see Ross's smiling face on the bio page that you can fantasize to as you're using any of the aforementioned toys. So.
Perfect. Thanks, Dr. Kat. See ya.
Thanks, Ross. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.